Today, and God's going to be reaching out to you, and I know you are ready because we are going to pray. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. If there's a woman to pray, a boy to pray, a girl to pray, there is a God to answer. Now don't forget, prayer is the only thing the disciples told Jesus to teach them. Teach us, Luke 11 verse 1, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray, but teach us to pray. Not how, but to pray. And the Bible says the Lord taught them to pray. It says in Luke 18 verse 1 that he spake a parable to this end, saying, men ought always to pray and not offend. So those that pray are men. Those that complain are babies in the Lord. Your spiritual maturity can be traced or traceable to your prayer altar. So we're going to pray, and I believe God is going to touch you. Lives have been blessed. I'm getting testimonies. People's lives have been molded. People are becoming conformed to the image of His dear Son. And I believe God that as we pray today, we are going to confront the powers that confront you, and God is going to put an end to the maneuverings of the devil. Father, we worship you. We thank you. We want to exalt your name. We want to thank you. Blessed be your name. I put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. It's you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. It's you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. My heart, let my worship begin and never end. To the God of all flesh, from the pages of my heart, let my worship begin and never end. To the God of all flesh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. my King, and your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh, Yahweh. God, and your name is Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh, Yahweh.
Father, I want to thank you. Blessed be your name. We worship you. We bless your name. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your glory and your mercy. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Blessed be your name. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus, though come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Master. For we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. We are changed. All the hopes we have, we place in you right now. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name. Okay, bless you. Father, we honor you. We ask, glorify yourself in Jesus' name. I believe God with you today, your life is going to receive direction. In Judges chapter 1 from verse 5 to verse 7. Judges chapter 1 from 5 to 7. And they found Adonibezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonibezek fled, and they pursued after him and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. And Adonibezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gather their meat under my table. As I have done, so God has requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. I want to share briefly on deformed kings. Deformed kings. Deformed or disfigured, displaced. Deformed kings. Don't forget that going by scriptures in Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, verse 5 and verse 6, Revelation 5 and verse 10, he says, he has made us unto God priests and kings, and we shall reign on the earth. 1 Corinthians 4, I think verse 8 or 2 Corinthians 4, 8, he says we shall reign as kings. God wants us to reign in life. Is the desire of God that we should reign. 1 Corinthians 4, 8, now ye are full, ye are rich, ye have reigned as kings. So, by design, by God's design, we are royalty. We are royalty. That's what we are. The place where we read, let me give you a background story. Adonibezek was the king of Bezek. He was the king of one nation. What actually happened was, after Moses died, the Israelites cried out to God and said, God, who shall we send? And the Lord said, send Judah, send Joshua. Moses handed over to Joshua. After Joshua died, they cried to the Lord and said, who do we send? And God said to them, send Judah. In other words, when you get to the end of yourself and you don't know what to do, send praise. Judah means praise. When you are almost confused and it appears there is no help coming, you send for praise. You begin to praise God and worship God. That is what to do when you seem confused, not to complain. Now, the Bible... And the Bible tells us clearly that Adonibezek was the king of Bezek. But out of manipulation and aggression, Adonibezek conquered 69 more nations and added to his own. So it became one man began to rule over 70 nations, 70 kingdoms, 70 empires. Nobody could confront him. Nobody could challenge him. He reigned unhindered. He reigned unstopped. He reigned unchallenged. And that is one thing about wickedness. When you don't confront the devil, he behaves like a madman. And I've told them in our church that nobody can confront a madman except a man who has a higher level of insanity. The English word I use is except a madman. Somebody who has more... There are mad men who still have their clothes on. When they see mad men who are naked and roaming the street, they respect them because they feel those people are their seniors and their elders in the department of insanity. So they respect them. Until you get to the point in your life when you are ready to confront the devil. Let me establish this. What did these kings do? Why did Adonibezek come swallow up their nation? In life, understand this. Enemies are normal to destinies. Enemies are normal to destiny. If nobody bothers you, it means you are a nobody. If you are somebody, then somebody must bother you. Only ripe mangoes attract stones. Enemies are normal to destiny. He said to Abraham in Genesis 22 verse 17, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply you, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. He says in Genesis 49 verse 8, he said, Judah, thou art him who the brethren shall praise, thy leg shall be on the neck of thy enemy. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 10 verse 35, let God arise. Moses said it the first time before David said it, and let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. Enemies are normal to destiny. You must get to understand that you cannot erase the fact that enemies are normal. In Psalm 18 verse 40, the Bible tells us how God has given us the neck of our enemies that we should destroy, we might destroy them that hate us. In Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy, for if I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. The Lord told us in Exodus chapter 23 verse 22, that he shall be an enemy to our enemies, an adversary to our adversaries. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 7 and also verse 25, he says, so shall the Lord cause our enemy to rise up, to be smitten before our face, that rise up against us. They shall come in one way and they shall flee in seven ways. So enemies are normal to destiny. One time when David found Saul and refused to kill Saul, Saul asked David a question in 1 Samuel 24, I think verse 19. He said, if a man finds his enemy, shall he let him go away? If a man finds his enemy, shall he let him go away? In Isaiah 59, if you read verse 19, the Bible says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and there is glory from the rising of the sun. For when the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard. Enemies are normal. Psalm 23 verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence. I need to establish that enemies are normal to destiny. Even Jesus in his parable in Luke chapter 19 verse 27, he said, all my enemies that would not that I reign over them, bring them and slay them before me. In 2 Samuel 22, I think 22 verse 4 or so, the Bible repeated it also in Psalm chapter 18 verse 3. Psalm chapter 18 verse 3. 2 Samuel 22, 4, Psalm 18, 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemy. In Psalm 25 and verse 2, Psalm 25 and verse 2, he says, let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Enemies are normal to destiny. Listen to me. If you have a great destiny, if you have an uncommon destiny, I'm not trying to make you enemy conscious, but I'm trying to make you vigilant. If you have an uncommon destiny, there must be an uncommon enemy. Uncommon destiny attracts uncommon enemies. It might be enemies in your workplace, enemies that are after your parents and they have extended the hatred to you, enemies by reason of the family you married into, enemies by reason of the family you married from, and enemies everywhere. Enemies are normal to destiny. I need to establish that fact so that when we begin to pray, you will understand it. So this man made himself the enemy of Israel. And the truth is this, God has to actually open your eyes so that you know who these enemies are. That is why no spiritually blind man can fight a good warfare. No spiritually blind man can fight a good warfare. One time, Absalom was against David. Absalom fought David. Absalom humiliated his father. What nobody could do, Absalom did it. Absalom confronted his father. David had 10 concubines. Absalom slept with the 10 of them on the rooftop before all Israel. Absalom was such a man that knew the strategy of David. He knew that David first became king over Hebron before he became king over all Israel. So he told David one time, I'm going to Hebron. He wanted to go through the ranks of his father. He was so convincing that he convinced Ahithophel and took Ahithophel on his side. So David's army, his mighty men, were scared. When they killed Absalom, they were excited. And David was crying. And they got angry. And so one of them said to David in 2 Samuel 19 verse 6, he said, today I know that you love your enemy and you hate your friends. Today I know that is in that thou lovest thy enemy and hated thy friend. Thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive, if Absalom had lived and we all had died this day, it had pleased thee well. In other words, if Absalom was still alive, he would have given his life as exchange for us. Can I get the Message translation of this very scripture? What is this? Loving those that hate you and hating those who love you, your action gives a clear message. Officers and soldiers mean nothing to you. You know that if Absalom were alive right now, we all will be dead. Would that make you happy? Give me Amplified. I love the Bible. Ah, Yalabosha. He said, for you love those that hate you and hate those who love you. You have declared today that the princes and servants are nothing to you. For today, I see that if possible, Absalom had lived and all the rest of us had died, you will be well pleased. In Psalm 66, verse 3, say to the Lord, how terrible art thou in thy works? Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Enemies are normal to destiny. And this man was conquering unhindered. He made a mistake. He came to Israel. And he said to Israel, hand over your nation. And Israel said to him, we will not. There has to be a contest. And they began to fight. And there's something about the Lord in Exodus 15 verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That is why it's called the captain of the Lord of hosts. Anytime God comes, he comes with hosts. The Bible says, and they began to combat. They began to fight. They began to combat. Absalom was in charge. Israel took over. After somebody, there is somebody. After someone, there is someone. And I speak this to everyone hearing the sound of my voice or watching me. I don't know who has been reigning in your family. I don't know who has been reigning where you come from. But God said, it's your turn to reign. It's your turn to be known. It's your turn to be announced. It's your turn to be advertised. It's your turn to be decorated. The very places where you were rejected, you shall be accepted. Not only accepted, but celebrated. The very people that talked you down, you become a topic on their lips. God will take you to the top and make you a topic. Your life shall become an example. Your life shall become a blessing. Your life shall be an embarrassment to the expectation of the enemies. He said, to the intent that the principalities and powers might be made known the manifold wisdom of God. You shall become a terror in the camp of the enemy. You will make the wicked regret attempting your family lineage. This man, when they began to come up, Ashada Gabalataba, listen to me. When they caught this man began to confess. When Israel held him, he said, don't kill me, let me confess. This was a man that conquered 69 nations. It doesn't matter their number. Listen to me. I don't care how many. He had 69 nations under him. It doesn't, listen to this very clearly. It doesn't matter the previous record of the wicked. You will break it. It doesn't matter the previous record. Even if they have swallowed 100 kings, even if they have swallowed 1 million destinies, you will break the record. Let them not threaten you by telling you they stopped your mother, they stopped your father, they stopped your brother. You will stop them. It doesn't matter the record of the wicked. You will break that record. You will break that record. I see a record breaking action in my family. Traveling abroad was a problem. My father traveled abroad. Where did he go? He went to Mecca as a Muslim. And it was a problem. He told me the story how he almost died. How the sea, the wind was boisterous against them. I have an aunt who went to France. She was attacked. Had a partial stroke. So traveling was a problem. When I applied for visa the first time to UK, nothing. They just said, you can't travel. I fasted for 21 days. Before I went to the embassy, they said, you can't travel. I refused to be discouraged. I came back home. And I said, this must change. That is why you must ask questions. Ask questions, not the history of your family. Try. You see, people say, you are born again. No, forget where you come from. Even Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Tribe is important. You must understand the genealogy. That's what Matthew 1 tells us. Matthew 1, the first chapter of the New Testament started with genealogy. This begat this. This begat this. This begat this. Who begat you? Trace your history so you can address your destiny. He traced it to the genealogy of Christ. And I fasted. I prayed. I said, I will break. I just got married. I said, I will break this record. I will break it. I prayed and challenged. One time when the Lord visited us, my wife and I went to Lagos. Somebody called us on the phone and said, where are you? I said, I'm in Lagos. He said, do you have your passport with you? I said, yes, we have our passport. Because we're carrying it along everywhere, believing God, anything can happen. And he said, come over to so-and-so embassy. And we drove there. It was a Schengen embassy. We drove there. We saw a queue. We said, we're on the queue. He said, leave the queue. There is a consular session. I was wondering what's going on. They shut the queue, took us through the consular session. We went in there and they said, sit down here. Tea or coffee? When I remembered all the humiliation I went through, I said, what did you say? Tea or coffee? I said, mix it. Tea and coffee. Mix the two. My wife said, what are you talking about? I said, you don't understand. Tea, coffee, mix it. And we sat down. It was in that embassy they gave us the visa form. We filled it. My wife had no passport photograph. It was in that embassy they took her out to take a passport photograph. It was in that embassy they asked me, what is the duration you want? I wish they could ask me that now. Then I was so eager. I said, 1 month, 2 months. And they said, well, we'll give you 6 months. That was the day I knew you can get your visa in one day. We got in there by 9. Left with our passport and visas by 1. Same day, record was broken. And everyone around me, I said to the Lord, if I can break it, everybody around me will break it. And whenever I travel, I take people along. I say, humiliate foundation. Humiliate altars. Stop what stop your family. It doesn't matter the previous record of the wicked. You will break it. Anywhere you are hearing the sound of my voice, you will break that record. In your family, in your marriage, in your profession, wherever you come from, you are a record breaker. You are a record breaker by the power
of the Holy Ghost, you will break that record. Nothing will stop you. You will not end like others in your family. Listen, let me say this to you. What did the kings do? Satan walks, he takes advantage. That's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I think 2:11, that let Satan take advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. Satan is an advantage strategist. Look at the man in Luke chapter 16, the rich man and Lazarus. It wasn't poverty that killed the poor man. It was witchcraft. Satan capitalized on his poverty and took him out. It's not that little quarrel between a husband and a wife that separates them. It is demons that amplify it. It's not that little misunderstanding. It is witchcraft that gets involved. In Luke 16 verse 21, the Bible says the dog licked up his sores. The dog licked up his sores. Verse 22, he died. He died. The beggar died. So it was the dogs. It was not literal dogs. Like I explained to you, it was not literal dogs. It was witchcraft. How? Some people felt it was the dogs of the rich man. Sir, the dogs of the rich man will not stay outside the gate. They will stay inside. The dogs of the rich man will not lick saw. They will eat bone and food. It was witchcraft. You say, how do you mean witchcraft? In Philippians chapter 3 verse 2, the Bible says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers. So you can see it was not animals. It was classifying dogs with workers. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers. In Revelation 22 verse 15, when the Bible was classifying dogs, it said, for without are dogs, sorcerers, warmongers, murderers. You see, it classified dogs with sorcerers, it classified dogs. So when you see dogs there in scripture, it speaks of witchcraft. In Exodus 11 verse 7, the Bible says against the children of Israel that no dog lifted up his tongue. He said, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast. Against man or animals shall not a dog. Dog falls under the class of animals. But the Bible separated it here, a dog against man or beast. So the dog there was witchcraft. It was not headache at times that kills people. It is witchcraft that applies it. That is why which is the word of God. Take advantage of God. When 17 nations, what kings doing? They were busy confessing dream. Oh, before 2019 I will be married. It has come. It's over. Oh, before 2018 it has come. It's gone. Why? Because he said, I kept them the devil under the and not discuss under the table. You cannot discuss great future when you are under the table. You cannot appear in the place of your rest when you are under the table. You cannot become what God has ordained of you to become when you are under the table. Talking dreams. Because others lived in fear. Others were scared of him. Others were afraid of him. Others were worried. You see, the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, he said, fear as torment. Fear as torment. In Job 3 verse 25, he said, the thing that I greatly fear has come upon me. They were scared of Adonai Bezek. But this man, 70 kings. And guess what they did? When they came after him, he began to confess. I prophesy, as you hear the sound of my voice, in the next 48 hours, there will be confessions. I don't know who did what they did to you. I speak as a prophet of God. I speak as an apostle, one sent by God. Around your home, there will be confessions. The things that have been hiding shall be exposed. The things that shall be hiding, that has been hiding, shall be exposed. I see confessions of all kinds. You will get phone calls, and things shall be revealed. Things shall be revealed. Things shall be revealed. One day I was in Port Harcourt. I was preaching at a church in Port Harcourt. And the anointing fell upon people. One young girl who was picked from the ground said she noticed she had 15 missed calls on her phone. The service was still on, so she went outside wondering, she doesn't know the number. He said, please be calling me. And the person said, sorry, it's a phone booth. It was somebody who came to call. And screamed the person. They said, please come. The person has picked up. Who was the person that was calling her from a payphone call center? It was her younger sister. Her younger sister said, what happened? I was ministering and I said something there in Port Harcourt. I said, in our church, I said, as I'm talking now, something is happening in your hometown. I kept repeating it. Something is happening in your hometown. Something is happening in your hometown. So when the guy called back, what happened? They told her that her aunt was confessing that thunder, literal thunder, smote her in the room about 30, 40 minutes back. That was when I was saying what I was saying by the Spirit of God. And she began to confess that she's the reason why this girl is not married. After confessing, she dropped dead. We don't kill people. God kills. When we pray judgmental prayer, we don't kill people. We are here to save people. But the truth is, not everybody can go to heaven. Not everybody wants to go to heaven. There are people who have seared their hearts with hot iron. Since they refuse to go to heaven, God sends them to hell. I'm telling you something. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 6, sin is a righteous thing that for God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I prophesy, there shall be confessions around you. There shall be everything covering shall be exposed. God Almighty will confuse their language, confuse their tongue. It's a serious issue today. You are going to lay down tonight and your eyes will be open. You will hear phone calls. And anyone that has had you bound, anyone that has had your husband bound, that has had your wife bound, that has had your children bound, today they shall be exposed. By the power of the Holy Ghost, they shall be exposed. They shall be exposed. The man began to confess. And ask myself a question. Kings that had projects. How can you achieve your projects when Adoni Bezek has kept you under his table? Deform these kings. He said, I cut off their thumb and their great toes. And ask the Lord, why did he cut off their thumb? Number one, he cut off their tongue so they cannot hold anything firmly. Whenever you watch me, lift your thumb. Just wave your thumb. Whenever you watch me, wave your thumb. When your thumb is cut off, you cannot handle anything firmly. So Adoni Bezek deformed these kings, cutting off their tongues, number one, so they cannot hold anything firmly. Every opportunity slips by. Every open door slips by. There is nothing that stays, nothing they cannot hold grip. When your thumb is off, you lose grip. You see helpers, you can't keep them. You see great men come your way, you can't propose us. I have met people in my life. If you see fire, they carry fires about like headmasters. And these are contractors. If you see fire, this one is in Ministry of Justice, 4.8 billion. This one is in Ministry of Finance, 3.5 billion. They call money. The man that, after they show you that fire, this one is in Ministry of Lands, 3.5 billion. This one is in, when they finish, say, sorry, sir. After prayer, you pray for them. Sorry, sir. Can I get transport? With those files. Why? He cannot hold anything. The opportunities come, he can't hold. There are people today, when they have broke friends, poor friends, who cannot affect their lives, that relationship will be maintained for 10 years. But once it's somebody who can affect them, 2 weeks, they lose it. All their friends. Let me ask you a question. Look around you now. Look around you. If there's an emergency, who can you call? If you have an emergency now, who is that person around you that you can call, a major emergency that can come to your rescue? It means you have no helper. In fact, you are even the helper to those around you. You are even the one that they will call if they have a problem. Even in your broke state, you are still the richest in your family. Even in this your condition, you are still the one blocking numbers. You are blocking number. Why? Because you are like the light. Nothing stays. It slips up. The breakthroughs come. There are people that have been attempting to marry. They can't marry. They have been attempting to get married. They can't get married. Many years ago, I was ministering in church. in the old church, what we call the children's church. I was ministering, and I moved to a lady. I put my hand on her head. I kept on preaching. The next thing I shouted, "Lord, kill her father." When I said that once, I said that twice. Church was shouting, "Amen." I'm not sure they heard what I said. Kill her father. Kill her father. At the end of the service, the lady was among those who came to see me. She said, "This is my first time of coming to this church." She said, "Did you hear what you said, that God should kill my father?" I said, "Did I say that?" I said, "Amen. It will come to pass." She got angry. She got angry. She left the church. But on Monday morning, she came and she was crying. She was crying. She was crying. I said, "What is the matter? I saw your face in church yesterday." He said, "Yes, sir, I can't believe this." Her father, when she got home from church, said her father called and was crying. The father told her that he has married her in the spirit realm, that physically nobody can marry her. That night, the father slept and the father didn't wake up. So she came, she was crying. He said, "You killed my father." I said, "What did he say?" And she mentioned that. I said, "Congratulations." Listen to me, I'm being sincere. If anyone feels you are not good enough to live, let God handle them. Donate them. Donate them. Let God handle them. Well, I was preaching a church in Benin, I'll never forget, to the glory of God. I'm not going to mention the name of the church. It's a known church. And I gave a young guy a prophecy. I said, "Somebody has been looking for you for the past 6 months, but a part of your father's house have been hiding your number from him." She was looking at me. She said she comes from an Orthodox church. She doesn't believe though. So when I was talking, she was just smiling. And I felt a little bit embarrassed. I was talking to her. I said, "Do you believe me?" He says, "I can hear you now. I can hear you." I just left her. And the next day, she was screaming. She wanted to testify. She got home. Her father and her mother began to confess. While they were busy confessing, they started swelling. They were swelling. Thursday, which was in the morning, a phone rang. And a young man said, "I'm calling from Germany. I've been looking for your number for 6 months. I just got it." And when he described himself, they grew up in the same area before he traveled abroad and he proposed to her. Can I say this to you? Listen to me. Today is very serious. There will be casualties. Anyone that is stopping you from holding firm greatness, from holding firm helpers, by the power of the Holy Spirit, it is broken. Helpers will come, they will stay. You will be able to handle opportunity. God is healing your thumb. God is healing your thumb. Your thumb is healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare restoration, a divine restoration to your thumb by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Jabez was more honorable. In other words, Jabez had the quality of honor. When you look at Jabez, you see somebody who should be favored. Some of you, the way you appear before people, when you tell them you are broke, they don't believe you. And you know you are broke. They can't believe you because you look monetized. You look rich. You look monified. You look monificated. You say, "I don't have." They say, "No, you are lying." You look dignified. You look like a wealthy person. It's God that made you so. God does not make mistakes. Jabez was a man of honor. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. He was more honorable. In other words, when you see Jabez, you see honor. You see Jabez, you see honor. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez. The mother called his name, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Verse 10. I love verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. His mother called his name, he called on God. I don't know who called your name, I call on God. I don't know who called your name, I call on God. I don't know where your name was mentioned, I call on God. I call on God. I don't know where your name was called, about, I call on God. On behalf of your family, I call on God. I call on God. You cannot handle anything, family. Nothing said. You know what he said in Isaiah chapter 37, verse 3.
He said, this is a day of trouble, a day of rebuke. The children now come to the bed. Isaiah 37 verse 3. But there is no strength to deliver. In other words, like women, we have come to the point of contraction. There is no strength to deliver. We carry something inside of us. There is a greatness inside of us. But there is no spiritual energy to bring it forth. We have no strength to deliver. Give me the Message translation. The Message. Ezekiel, this is a black day. We are in crisis. We are like pregnant women without even the strength to have a baby. Yakabala bayada. You cannot keep anything good. Good marriage, crisis. Good job. You get a job, you are fired. You get a job, you are fired. You not get a job below your standard, you return it. When you get a job that looks like your qualification, you are fired. You not get a job below your standard, you stay for long. The enemy, you can't keep something good. Look at a man like Nabal. You have such a wonderful wife like Abigail. He couldn't keep her. Abigail said in 1 Samuel 25:25, Nabal is his name, folly is with him. As his name is, so is he. He could not keep a good woman. David took the wife. People have taken so much opportunity from you. Why? Because your tongue has been cut off. Number two, he said, I cut off his their great toes. He's trying to tell us how he deformed them. Many of us today have got to spiritual deformity. Because spiritually, our tongue has been cut off. Our toes. He said, I cut off their great toes. Why did he cut their toes? To slow their speed. When you are on your mark during a relay race, you tip and begin the race with your toes. Once your toe is cut off, the enemy slows your speed. What would have taken you 1 year is taking you 10 years. That is why somebody can have a building project for 15 years, 20 years. No speed. In Genesis 24 verse 12, when the servant of Abraham was praying, he said, the God of my master Abraham, this day give me speed. Give me speed. Send me good speed. In Psalm 143 verse 7, he said, hear me speedily. Hear me speedily. In Psalm 69 verse 17, answer me speedily. In Psalm 31 verse 2, answer me speedily. Deliver me speedily. God is a God of speed. In Psalm 102, I think, verse 2. Psalm 102, verse 2. He said, answer me speedily. God wants to give us speed. You can start a building project and finish it that year. It's called speed. You can get a job and be promoted that same year. It's called speed. It's unusual. It's uncommon. It's unprecedented. It's accelerated. It's accentuated. It is called speed. 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 Wherever you are, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and Bado Gaba, I decree speed. All the years that the canterworm has eaten, the locust, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, I prophesy speed into your life. There's a restoration of years. In the bush seta, ke palida go, and twaga bataga, and twaga bataga, and twaga bataga, e paliga suga, e kotopala, me tushaga, e barika tuza, e barika tuza, e barika tuza, e barika tuza, and barite, pakadea, 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 likotobalisha, le katuza banda. Speed. Nehemiah built the wall in 52 weeks. Speed. 1 year. The walls of Jerusalem, inside out, that were thrown down, he completed it. Nehemiah had speed. Abagabagaba. He had speed. Jesus asked them in Luke 18, verse 8. He said, God, we have bent his elect speedily. Shall he not have bent his elect speedily? Luke 18, 8. In Isaiah 58 verse 8, he said, your head shall spring forth speedily. God is giving you speed. Number three, he cut off their toes, cut off their toes. Why? To make them incomplete. Without your tongue, without your toes, they're not a complete human being. So it deformed them by cutting off their tongue so they cannot have grip. By cutting off their toes to slow their speed. By cutting off both of them to make them incomplete. Many of us are not complete. There are things you need to complement you. You need a husband. You need a wife. You need children to complement you. You need a good job to complement you. You need sound health to complement you. The word of God is real. You have seen God do great things. I remember a man who came around one time. Jesus. A man who came around one time. He's a medical doctor. I was praying in the house for 40 days. He's in this town where I currently pastor. I was praying for 40 days and I was in an apartment. Sometimes the family gave me a room to pray. So when I'm praying, they leave. When I'm praying, they leave. I'll just pray. While I was praying one time, one of their friends who was a doctor came to see me. Nobody was at home. So he was knocking on the gate. I needed to come out of the room. And I went, I said, who is that? I opened for him. He was shaking, throwing up. He was a medical doctor. And he told me what his condition was. And I said, wow. I said, you should go and lie down in the room while I wait outside. Because I was really confused. I didn't know really who he was. I was looking out, making sure he didn't come with anybody. While he lay on the bed, the air conditioner was on and off. In less than 5 minutes, he started sweating. He stood up, said he was hungry. I didn't have access to the kitchen. Not less than 20 minutes, the lady of the house came, they gave him food. He was screaming. Do you know what he did? He said he was going to buy that phone. Now that's why I've been lying down to pray for, as at that time it was about 20 something days. He said he was going to buy, he said we'll pay any money that is going back, came from Benin. He's going back with that phone. And I started laughing. I said, it's not the phone, sir. He said, no, there's something in that room. As a medical doctor, he was sick. That's not a complete life. That's not a complete life. God wants you complete. In Psalm 138 verse 8, he said, God is able to perfect that which concerns us. To complete. The Bible says in Luke 14:28, which of you intending to build a tower? Which of you intending to build a tower? He said, sit the door down first and count the cost whether you have sufficient to finish it. Reward doesn't come with intention. It comes with completion. You don't get reward for intention, you get reward for completion. To finish. Jesus said in John chapter 4 verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. In Genesis 2 verse 1, he said the heavens and the earth were finished. Finished. John 19 verse 30, Jesus shouted, it is finished. In 2 Corinthians, 2 Timothy rather, 4 verse 7, Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. In Zechariah 4 verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands shall also finish. Jesus was speaking, O Kabaya. In John 17 verse 4, this is what I like. I have finished the work that thou givest me to do. I decree. My God will complete you. As you hear the sound of my voice, Ebatugra, my God will complete you. You will repeat this prayer after me. You will say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree, restore my tongue. Restore my tongue. I will keep greatness. I will keep helpers. Retaining power. Fall upon me. Power to retain, power to keep. I will not lose opportunities anymore. I will not lose embers anymore. Power to retain. Ikateba, Rugadana, Isakatubaraka, Brekatuyada, Brekatuyada, Ikaparisa Gadea, Brekatuyada. I will keep embers. I will keep breakers. I will keep embers. I will keep embers. I will keep embers. Retaining power, Ikaba, Rekata Saba, Rekata Yada, In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to pray the second prayer. Oh Lord, restore my spiritual toes and give me speed. Restore my spiritual toes and give me speed. Abaya! Leton Sapa, in Tulaba, Motila Brigante, in the God for you that this is going to be a day of healing. God is going to take away disease. Disease is not only bodily ailment or bodily affliction. Disease is anything that takes away your ease. Disease. Uneasy. Without ease.
So anything that makes life so uneasy, God is going to address it. We are seeing miracles and healings every day. And I'm believing God.
I'm going to take a few testimonies now, and then I'll come through for the sake. God grace Daddy, on the 4th June, Communion and Healing Service, when Papa was praying for the sick, he mentioned my case that someone with a cue keeps stuck in the ear. While cleaning the ear, I was shocked and instantly I remember that was yesterday, I think. That was yesterday. He said that instantly something fell from my ear. Now I can hear with the ear. Thank God. God bless you, Sir Francisca from United States of America. Good afternoon, Papa. I want to thank God for healing me from pains in my breast during the Bible study on Tuesday. This morning, no more pains. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing from Cameroon. On Sunday, I connected to Celebration TV. I was bleeding for about a week. But when Papa prayed for the sick, the bleeding ceased. I want to return all glory to God. Angela from Lagos. I want to give glory to the God of my father, Apostle Joseph Suleiman. On Tuesday, my son was to appear in court for a traffic offense. I texted Papa on Monday night. I remember this. I remember. And he replied, pray for us. My son went to the court. And God changed the story. To God be all the glory. Angelina, United States of America. I am a nurse. I attended to a COVID-19 patient without knowing. After a couple of days, I started to feel weak, having fever symptoms. I was so scared. Although I have been following Papa and placing my hand on my chest and the other hand on the screen, as you always see when praying. After some days, I felt better. My testimony is that the health management ordered for mandatory testing of all staff. My results came out negative. It could only be the God of Apostle Johnson Superman. Thank you, Jesus. Ungozi from America. I return glory to Almighty God for healing me from COVID-19. I have been having this symptom for the past 3 months. My chest, stomach has been aching. After I watched Papa's ministration, when he prayed for those believing God for healing, I got my healing. I thank God for my healing. For more of you, Osaze, Dubai. I was having pain in my gum. It was reddish and swollen. I tuned in to Sunday service when Papa was praying for the sick. I connected by faith. And when I woke up the next morning, the pain is gone. No redness anymore. I bless the name of the Lord for using Papa to heal me. Tina, praise God. Tina from Ghana. Praise God. I want to thank God for using Papa to revive my prayer life. Last week, fire night was for me. All the prayer points by our Father was actually for my household. The zeal for prayers and studying God's word is so strong now. Thank God I am redeemed. Mrs. Charity from Jalingo. Listen to this. Sickness and disease have been paid for. It's nothing before God. No matter the name. Be it a virus, with an infection in the bone, the skin. I tell people all the time that sickness is nothing before the blood. The blood that takes away your sin takes away your sickness. You see around the world, you see the virus hit so many people, we saw God healing them. I told someone yesterday, I said, coronavirus did not keep nobody from church. It was the orders from the government that took people from church. And we all know that the issue about the virus has been politicized. We know that. And that's why the church was closed for a long time. Not because of a disease. It's an insult to the blood-stained banner of Christ, to the redemptive work of grace, for a disease to shut the church. No. Instructions were given. Disease cannot stand the power of God. God heals. And if he heals, let him do it now. Whenever you are watching me from and you have any form of sickness in your body, place your left hand on that spot where you are ailing or hurting. And stretch your right hand to the gadget you are watching me from. Your laptop, your iPad, your tab, your TV set, your mobile phone. The Lord showed me something now. Someone who has been chewing up. Nothing stays in your system. You've just been chewing up and chewing up and chewing up. Nothing stays in your system. And it's been up for a long time. He said the medical condition it stops today. This is strange. I see a lady. Your teeth falls off. As I speak now, you've lost like five. You wake up, you just pulls up. You wake up, you pulls up. And the doctor calls the name. And they say they are going to fix an artificial one for you. Because you have 38 years, you can't do fresh ones. But God is going to surprise you. The Lord said by strange supernatural intervention, He's filling them. He's filling them. He's filling them. There's a lady who is carrying a baby right now. The baby has not been sleeping. The baby has a medical condition. I see polio.
You want to polio?
The power of God is healing that child. Someone called Annabelle.
Annabelle.
You have a daughter that's 9. And it is
stable.
There is something that started growing. Out of her chest. It's just growing. Dry up. Go! Elvis. Elvis. You have a problem with your kneecap. Right where you are, from the crown of your head, the sole of your feet. Be healed. The hand of God make you whole. The hand of God touch you. The hand of God heal your body. From the crown of your head, the sole of your feet. Jesus makes you whole. In Jesus'
name.
Right where you are. You want to make peace with God. Say this after me. My dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. Just as I am. Have mercy on me. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I receive Jesus into my life. I confess that my Lord and personal
Savior.
I believe in my heart. I'm saved. In Jesus' name. You will not fail, you will not fall, you will not fall. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be having our 7 years anniversary. Please send all the message. Your Lord, your warm greetings. God has been with us. Salvation TV has been a blessing to millions around the nations of the earth. I know we have been told that this channel has been a blessing to you. Do us a mail. Send us information. Drop a seed of celebration. And let us get a mail on how this channel has been a blessing to your life. What God has done for you through it. So that tomorrow I'm going to be going through the mails and I'm going to be acknowledging them. I'm praying for you. God will bless you in the name of Jesus. If you want to do an audio appreciation of our Salvation TV has been a blessing to you, you can send a message on the WhatsApp line or voice note on the healing line. The healing line that has always been scrolled on the screen, you can send a voice note and tell us in 1 minute our Salvation TV has been a blessing to your life. In every ramification, it is well with you. No matter what the matter is, no matter when it matters most. In Jesus' name. With our glory, with our love. I'll see you tomorrow.
Favor, divinely fruitful, a journey of love, wondrous beauty. helped and blessed by God. Gifted. Excellent. Happy 16th marriage anniversary to Apostle Johnson and Dr. Lindsay Sweetman. A union of God's favor. Divinely fruitful. A journey of love. Wondrous beauty. Helped and blessed by God. Gifted. Excellent. Happy 16th marriage anniversary